This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. This week, nearly 30 people were exposed to a fentanyl heroin mixture at a Chillicothe prison. But the incident at Ross Correctional Institute did not stand alone. In Pennsylvania, more than two dozen state prison employees were exposed to synthetic marijuana. And in Arkansas, five prisoners died this week after suspected ingestion of illicit drugs. Here to talk about how drugs get in prisons and what's been done to combat it is Chris Mabe, president of the Guard Union. Chris, you've been working in correctional institutions for 20-plus years. Have you seen the drug-in-prison problem get worse?
I believe it's evident over the last few years with the higher incarceration rates. I think that drugs inside the prison have become more prevalent. I think, much like alcoholism, you have to admit there's a problem before you can fix the problem. And we as a department, if we don't admit that there's a problem, then I don't think that we can fix the problem. I think we have to be forthright. We have to be transparent. We all have to work together, not only as staff, not only as labor and management. We have to work together with our community partners. And we have to be transparent as public sector workers and employees for the state of Ohio.
How do these narcotics get in?
Technology is increasing. People using technology as delivery methods inside the institutions, per se drones, increased amount of mail of incarcerated individuals. It's really difficult to keep an eye on everything. We have programming that we do to try to restore incarcerated felons back to citizens of the state of Ohio. So there's a lot of moving parts every day just working in an institution.
We've seen some reports this year of corrections officers smuggling drugs into Ohio prisons. How big of a role do those officers play in this prison drug problem?
I think, and not only officers, but I think the amount of staff actually smuggling into institutions is very minimal, and that would be reflective in removals or resignations in the process. If our staff are getting caught, obviously they discipline and remove, and those numbers are easily trackable. Most of your contraband comes inside institutions through visitors, through, like I said, technology, through people simply throwing things over the fence. And like I said, it's just some days it's insurmountable to maintain, you know, eyes on everything inside of a prison.
When talking about the increase of drugs in prison, you've also talked about the lessening of security. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, over the past few years, with the high amount of incarcerated people we have inside our institutions, we still maintain, I mean, our mission of trying to rehabilitate, run programming, find productive things for inmates to do. And all those things take people to monitor and supervise, which kind of takes us away from other things inside of our institutions, as far as consistent shakedowns in all the housing units in every pod. The availability to just stop inmates randomly on the yard and kind of pat them down to make sure nobody's walking around with contraband on the yard. The increase in violence in our institutions, every time we have to respond to an incident of violence inside our institution, it takes people away from the things that they were doing to respond to those instances at that present time. So these are just the things we do, I mean, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to try to maintain the mission that's set forth.
Today is Gary Moore's last day as director of the Department of Rehabilitation and Correction. What changes do you hope to see from his successor?
Actually, I've known Director Hudson for some time in the department. I hope to actually sit down and have some conversations about staffing levels. With the increase we've had in fentanyl exposure over the last week, actually start talking about a higher level plan of education to our staff. A lot of our staff don't even know, you know, what the immediate effects of this type of incapacity of drug are. Identifying more rapidly visual inspection, what the physical effects are, so that we can kind of to maintain those levels down to a safer number. There's so many things that to sit down on initial conversations and try to move forward on, especially with the incidents that we've had over the past few weeks.
Chris Mabe, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Nope, thank you so much. Enjoy your day.